What is going on, good people? It's yours truly, Alaysia Denise. You are tuned into the Confessions of the Kind and Noble. Or is it Noble and Kind? Y'all, I should definitely change the artwork, but I haven't. Can I just be honest? I haven't been working on any of the details. I've just been making the content, right? When I feel like it, because if I do it, when I feel like it, and I go ahead and schedule it. Y'all, so I wanted to share this. Y'all know the Shabuya. Shabuya roll call. Shabuya. So I did a couple of bars to it and I just got excited because I'm prophesying over my life a lot of that, but also just declaring. Declaring the truth of the word over my life via rap. I think that is such a cool gift from God. And taking a page from my sister's book, it's time for a gratitude check. Shout out to Rain. Follow her on TikTok. I'll have to figure out what her TikTok name is, but it might be, it's Rain. But I'll figure it out. Either way. Taking a page from her book, it is time for a gratitude check. And I'm grateful for the talent of being able to write, rap, rhyme, put words together in beautiful metaphors and similes that other people think is cool too. There are a lot of lyrics that we sing that we don't realize how passionate we sing them with until we see the manifestation of us constantly giving access either to God or to the enemy in our lives via the things that we constantly are saying and speaking. So my encouragement and my gratitude is also that God gives me revelation on the words that I'm speaking and the words that I have said. Even in lyrics that I've written in the past, He has shown me where there is error and where it could be a beautiful song, it could be beautiful lyrics, but there still is work that needs to be done because there is a great responsibility for those who write lyrics, for psalmists, right? There's a great responsibility for psalmists as well as those who put out music for people to listen to and for people to jam to. There are a lot of things that we don't want to say over ourselves that we find ourselves saying simply because it's in a song that we enjoy so much. So my, what is it called, you guys? My suggestion is to you. I found a way to say it. It would behoove you to be mindful of the words that you speak. I have been saying this fairly consistently for the past few months now, and that's what it is. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who use it, who speak it, will receive. Sorry y'all, I'm putting water in this teapot so that way I can have some more tea. I need to be drinking some water and getting my butt ready for bed, but I wanted to share this. It's important, it's imperative that we're mindful of those words because we will eat the fruit of the words that we speak. And my declaration over everyone who is listening, those who are willing to receive the good seed from the Lord, because, excuse me, the gospel of Jesus Christ is good news. It's good news because it helps you to change your life. It helps you to recognize things that you might not have otherwise recognized. It helps you, if you actually start studying, it helps you even to see how deep and intricate the details of your own life are. Where, why does it seem that, you know, this one thing keeps on happening in your life? I know I've been there. And even today, as I was completing a task that God told me to do way back in like October, right? I just wondered, why has it taken me so long to complete this task? Why have I been disobedient to God in this area? And it's a super simple task. It wouldn't have taken me as long as it did had I just sat down and did it. But now that it's done, I'm just thinking to myself, wow, it's done. And because I did it in a format where I could edit it as necessary, I literally have zero. I have zero reason as to why I didn't get it done, other than a cycle of a curse on my life to continue to repeat things and to continue to not do things. And that's an old curse because I've repented since. I've come under the covenant of Jesus Christ and rededicated myself back to God. It's a constant and daily practice. I am by no means a perfect individual, but God who dwells on the inside of me is, who dwells on the inside of you is, who dwells on the inside of that person that you might not care so much for. He dwells on the inside of them. And because God is on the inside of us, greater is he that's on the inside of us than he that is in this world. Meaning he that distracts us, he that takes our focus off of the good work that God is doing in us, through us, to us, for us, with us. All to go back to say, I'm grateful for the opportunity to share this with you all. I'm going to link it here in a moment. And it is just it's a short snippet. The end, I kind of got a little quick freestyle in. And when I say quick, I mean maybe one bar. But I am excited nonetheless to finish it and really to put y'all on, because God gave me an idea and I am excited. But without further ado, here is the debut of Shabuya. Shabuya roll call. Some call me KB. Some call me Lady. Married my husband and we about to have a baby. I pray to God. Thank God I'm blessed. I don't argue, I don't tussle, I don't stress. My name Alaysha, my joy contagious. To think I go back to the old me, that's outrageous. I've been a writer and been corrupt. I hop on beats when I think what they said was whack. My name Denise, I'm mighty sweet. But I'm a fighter in the spirit, see about me. I'm God's daughter, ergo a princess. Fight with the words, so to the devil I'm a menace. Shabuya, his name is Elohim. He the king and he reigning well supreme. And he reign over everything. Ooh. Jesus. So you guys, I want to know what you think. I would like to know if you have something that you want to say over the Shabuya beat. If so, tag me at Alaysha Denise on Instagram so I could check you out, because I feel like it's such a powerful way. And because the beat is so simple and the format is so, and when I say the beat is simple, the format of the song is simple to follow. And coming up with words to say about yourself that are positive, uplifting, without cursing. And I say without cursing because we are getting out of the habit, and we are out of the habit on a daily basis of using the same mouth to praise and bless God and then turn right around and curse people. We are out of that habit, and forming the habit of using our mouth to bless others the same way we bless God. And if we don't have anything nice to say, we say, Lord, thank you. We really keep it simple. That being said, I want to hear what you all have to say. Give me your feedback on what I shared or not. like, comment, follow, subscribe. If you would like to become a supporter, it's 99 cents a month, and I would greatly appreciate it. Your girl has goals. You know what I mean? And I'm excited to share more with you all. So thank you for tuning into this episode. Share it with a friend. Replay it as much as you need to. If there was something that stuck out to you, I am doing better on studying. So I am getting back to giving you guys scripture reference and context, so that way you can study, do what you need to, so that you can uplift yourself as well as others. That's my time, y'all. Peace. I'll holla at you next episode.